out of the thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of art I've seen emerge the last few years, this one is undoubtedly the best, and it comes from the folks at Super Deluxe. This isn't a mashup. This is something far beyond that. We haven't come up with a term yet, have we? It's up to the internet to develop that, and then we'll all recognize that great truth once we see it. But this is destined to get 50 million, 100 million views. Who knows? Because the censors are letting it get through because they think it's hurting me when it's doing the opposite. This little gem has been seen more than 7 million times since it got uploaded yesterday morning to Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms. So here it is. The company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. They're a bunch of Christian murderers gone. They're on giant death factories keeping babies alive. You're selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face this scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin, and they run around screaming, we love Satan, we wanna eat babies. I have them on video. Hillary's in the creepy weird sick stuff, man. She sleeps in the same room with that creepy weird woman whose mother wears a hood over her head. That woman number one is ugly. Imagine how bad she smells, man. I'm told her and Obama just stink. Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur. It's close to that evil and I feel it go. We're such self-centered crap. We don't even notice and it's self rising up against us. Millions of pointed people of the very worst type, and I'm so pissed. We're gonna stare your daughter at the mall.
I was watching Fox News as I worked out this morning.
Wasn't that nice? Subscribe to Super Deluxe for more.
Well, that was the first installment of what we all know is going to be an album, because what the people demand, they get by the amazing artist, Nick Lutzko. Now, to be clear, I don't like folks making fun of medical experiments on children or splicing humans with animals, something that I've been forcing out into the media consciousness. But in the end, we will take this piece of art and we will basically take in the poison and then through alchemy spit it back out in a way that will empower humanity and warn the world. So next week we're going to release this music video again, and it's fair use. It is using my work. It is using my words. It is using my voice. It is using my mind. And I'm going to add articles and videos to everything I said in it, no matter how outrageous it sounded, documenting it for you in triplicate. You will see people with green-colored skin. You will see people saying they kill their babies, and they love Satan, and they love being ugly, and they love stinking, and howling and screaming all over the country, literally possessed by the modern spirit of anti-human garbage. But the real spirit of humanity is rising, and no one will be able to stand in its way. I'm Alex Jones, and I'm proud to be part of Super Deluxe. And I want more installments. I want them now.
Oh. Jones. Gentlemen, it's the first time we've done the Sunday broadcast out of the big TV studio. We just tore out the old 10-year-old mini studio, the original radio studio I built in this facility when we moved here 10 years ago, because I'm putting in a new little podcast studio in there. We're building a bigger TV studio just next door, right through that wall that we'll also be broadcasting out of very soon, because we're about to add, starting next month, three new shows, where we will be exposing the globalist. And then by the end of the year, I intend to be live about 16 hours a day. And about 6 months after that, middle of 2018, I want to be live 18 hours a day at least. And then down the road, 24 hours a day, not just with yours truly, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, but or not just the nightly news, 7 o'clock Central, or not just the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m., but 24 hours a day with David Knight and so many other great folks. So we can cover every angle as news breaks up to the minute with the latest analysis and information. Where to begin? We know that Obama illegally was surveilling the entire Trump campaign with Hillary during the election. And we know that Hillary was up to her eyeballs with Chinese communists, Ukrainians, Russians, Saudi Arabians, you name it. Her foundation got money from hundreds of countries while she was even Secretary of State, all of it completely illegal. That's not denied. I have a stack of mainstream news articles here just in front of me where they admit all of that. But now they've had this drip, drip, drip of the Russia thing with Donald Trump Jr. to where people are just on the edge of their seats wanting some proof, something. Then we have this Democratic Party operative hooked in with Soros, hooked in with Obama letting her get back in the country and extending her visa, or letting her in when she didn't have a visa, and then going and meeting with some other Russian billionaire at this event where Donald Jr. thought he was getting dirt of Hillary working with the Russians, something that is totally legal and lawful. It's called opposition research. When you look at what Hillary's done, getting $12 million on one Morocco trip from a consortium of foreign nations, for pay to play and not getting in trouble. And then you've got the Democrat appointed, FBI crew that has now set up this whole Mueller operation that is nothing but a total witch hunt. But they still push it and hammer it over and over again because they can't believe they lost and they were so close to dominating and controlling this nation forever. So a very, very exciting time to be alive. The big healthcare bill that would repeal much of Obamacare is obviously held up right now. They had one vote to pass it in the Senate, but McCain had to have a blood clot removed from above his eye. And so now they say that that is going to be going on for the next week or so. And so we're not sure exactly what's happening there. Who knows if this is even a true story, but McCain certainly needs that face-saving event so that he can help scuttle our country as he always seems to do. He's like the devil appears out of a big puff of smoke every time it's needed. Now, after I go through the latest hysteria, we have Dr. Steve Pachinik, who's got a lot of sources in U.S. intelligence, to join us to talk about the amazingly positive things that are happening for the United States and our sovereignty under Obama's international military, diplomatic, and intelligence umbrellas. That Pachinik and his sources are saying is some of the best statescraft for this country and for global stability and peace that we've seen in the last 100 years. So he's joining us at the bottom of the hour. Then, the fevered insanity of the media's selective coverage. Excellent article out of Newsbusters breaking down how everything they claim Trump's doing is what they're doing in triplicate, and they're using illegal surveillance of the few setups and the few missteps that Trump made optically, none of it illegal, that they're trying to now hang him with. But here's just some of the articles out of the Time Machine. Does Hillary Clinton still owe the King of Morocco a $12 million favor after her foundation was given $12 million when she visited there in 2015? Totally illegal. Even Obama told her to give the money back and she wouldn't. Saudi Arabia has funded 20% of Hillary's presidential campaign. Saudi crown prince brags. And that's all mainstream news. Donald Trump accuses Hillary Clinton of pay to play in Morocco after email hack. Remember, last year it came out in the emails where they're saying, we gave you $12 million, now we want these concessions. I mean, it's open and shut. If they had Donald Trump, not his son, but Donald Trump or even Donald Trump Jr., saying, you give me $12 million, I'll give you concessions in government, I'd say arrest them. That's what globalism is the sellout of our country. It's what I'm tired of. I'm not just in love with the Trumps. I'm not just defending them to do it. You notice Krauthammer's come out, who's normally pretty level-headed, and Shepard Smith, who's a total globalist liberal, and both hedged their bets and gone, I'm sick of the lies, 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 Shepard Smith said on Friday. And CNN all picked it up. What about the lies of Hillary, the confirmed ones? What about the lies of Obama? What about the illegal servers? What about the uranium deals? What about all that? You don't have any lies. You have them saying, we didn't have the Russians hacking the election. The Russians didn't give us money. Well, now they admit the Russians didn't physically hack. Now they've moved on to Russian collusion. Oh, there's a meeting, a 15-minute meeting with 20 people in it. You walk in, there's no intel, you walk out. Meanwhile, they're all over Russia, Ukraine, England, paying for fake dossiers. That's all okay, though. Having the Ukrainian government coming with all this made-up opposition research and fake documents. But that's okay. Donald Trump accuses Hillary Clinton of pay for play in Morocco after email hack. Where is all this news? Where is all this? The Atlantic. Even the liberals say the what about Ukraine defense of Trump Jr.'s Russia meeting. And it goes on to admit it happened. And it was way, way crazier and way, way more intense by a trillion times than what Donald Trump Jr. did. Cash followed and flowed to the Clinton Foundation amid Russian uranium deal. New York Times, April 23rd, 2015. Back before this was an issue. You've got to dig, though, to find all these articles. This was a big controversy at the time. Totally illegal. A Russian bank gave her a foundation $100+ million, ladies and gentlemen, but that's okay. The truth about the Hillary Clinton Russia uranium scandal. Business Insider, again, 2015. This is what they were all going to go to prison for. So they started this Russia collusion thing, knowing there's Russians crawling all over D.C., all over New York, just like they're Chinese, Japanese, Brits, Germans, Mexican lobbyists. I mean, it's crazy, ladies and gentlemen, how many foreign lobbyists there are. Trump's the one to ban all lobbyists for 5 years if you'd been a lobbyist. No one's ever done it and actually implemented it. Remember Pence got in there day one? They'd found some folks in the transition team were lobbyists and they were all fired before he ever swore the oath. No lobbyists. No one's ever done that in the last 100 years. So there's the facts. I'm going to get into more after Pechenik joins us. We're also going to open the phones up in the second hour. Then we're also going to get into this. BBC, we have the video coming up. Trudeau, you know, he's the Prime Minister of Canada, tells U.S. governors to ditch America first, close quote. He told governors, don't say America first. That's how alien this is, folks. If you don't have sovereignty for your country, if your country doesn't look out for citizens, what are you paying taxes for? You have countries because there's always other countries that are coming and trying to take you over. So you have a country based on your values and what you want. So the idea that we stick up for ourselves and even have a country is dirty and bad. That means globalists should be running us. So if it's not America first, who first? The special corporate interest that sell out our nation, that use our tax money to back up their operations worldwide, that use our military as their muscle, and then even turn around and demonize us for what our military does carrying out their global government. And that dovetails with Obama back on July 4th. Remember that? Obama warns about too much patriotism on July 4th weekend. Talk about arrogance. That's all coming up. Also, China announces something that's been around for 30 years, genetically engineered superhumans. It's now mainstream news. Do I get any apologies for breaking this 22 years ago? No, I don't.
We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You see, what matters when you're talking to foreign governments is your intent. Coming up, folks like Colonel Schaefer, who's worked in special operations, black ops all over the world, he's debating an MSNBC host and a former NSA head. And he knows they're playing on the public's ignorance. Because, of course, people like Schaefer have met with the Russians hundreds and hundreds of times in different operations in Central Asia, the Middle East, the Syria operation that we've been working with the Russians for 5 years, containing Al-Qaeda and now ISIS, and now Trump is defeating them. And so if you are an opposition researcher and you go to meeting after meeting, talking to eyewitnesses about dirt or corruption, having meetings every day in the middle of a campaign like that, and you talk to a lawyer from Russia, and you ask them about corruption, that's totally legal and lawful. McCain did it. Hillary did it. They're all on record talking to Russians. But again, they keep playing on that ignorance. And Schaefer destroys the admiral that he's debating. That's coming up. But I want to walk through these clips, because if you want to see mental illness, here's a press conference on Friday with Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi, both women who are seriously senile. I mean, it's time to put them out to pasture in a loving way. My grandmother was sharper than Pelosi when she died at 92 this year, literally. She'd have complex, smart discussions with you when she was there, but she drifted in and out. And you see Pelosi doing it every time she gives a press conference. She's all over the map. So is Waters. Pelosi's worse, though. Here is Maxine Waters and Pelosi, and Waters is saying they're a criminal clan. The entire Trump family are criminals. And she puts in the word clan, knowing the public's ignorant about the use of clan, not meaning Scottish family, but KKK. And then she has weird brain freezes Friday as well. We'll tie that into her thinking that Putin has invaded Korea. I mean, this woman is on another planet, and she's the one saying for sure everybody's a Russian spy. Then they have a congressman on, congressman from Illinois, Congressman Wigley, can't make that up, saying if you talk to a Russian, it's like talking to Putin. See, that's like the three meetings that Senator Sessions had during the campaign with the Russian ambassador. And he said, of course I had those meetings. And it turned out Pelosi had like 20-something. When you're on intelligence committees and armed services committees, that's who you're meeting with almost every week. But they act like that was all dirty and everything. They go, oh, you didn't put it on the filing about foreign services you've talked to. And he goes, you're not supposed to when you're a senator. The FBI told me not to. And, of course, that was true because it's a separate branch of government, and you're supposed to. If you're going into the executive branch or the military or an intelligence agency and you've met with foreign leaders or intelligence agencies, then you tell them. But again, ladies and gentlemen, they play on the public's ignorance and just play it up, play it up, play it up, like Russians are some unicorn that no one ever meets or talks to, so that they can show the few times Trump people brush up against them and act like the end of the world. So here is Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi freak out.
The attack on the integrity of our elections, the security of our country. The integrity of our democracy is at stake.
Thank you, Leader Pelosi, for organizing all of us today who have taken some action in dealing with the Trump family criminal enterprise. Unveil the criminal activity, the unconstitutional activity of this president and his family. So I have dubbed them the criminal clan a long time ago.
I think what we're learning with the Trump Jr. meeting is when you meet with any Russians, you're meeting with Russian intelligence and therefore President Putin.
So there's Congressman Piggly Quiggly Wiggly. I guess we do have someone born in Russia, been here since she was 10 years old, U.S. Army Special Ops. I guess she's not even trusted because she does have a Russian accent. It's true. I actually know one Russian. I only know like one Russian good in my life. It doesn't matter. Total proof. I'm evil. Now, let's continue here. This is Waters on Friday as well, having a total brain freeze, like she just eaten a half gallon of ice cream in 2 seconds. Here she is.
And call it like it is and recognize that evidence is pouring in and it's growing? Or what
is what is wrong with them? I just don't quite understand. Or what is what is wrong with them? I just don't quite understand. Or what is what is wrong with them? I just don't quite understand.
Now here she is thinking that Russia invaded Korea. No North, no South. Then she said it was Aleppo in the same sentence, and then she says, I mean Ukraine. I mean, this woman doesn't know the Middle East from Eastern Europe, from Southeast Asia, or South Central Asia. Here it is.
Those in China have a great trading relationship. They sell an awful lot of stuff to North Korea. And so this president is warning Trump, okay, don't start talking about preemptive strikes. We want a diplomatic solution. Yeah. We do not want war in North Korea, Korea at all.
And of course, I said get the Korea clip today. I didn't know there was another one where she's siding with North Korea. Excuse me. It's even worse. Wow. I love it when mistakes like that, when I'm not clear with the crew, turn out to even be worse than the clip I was wanting. I wanted the one where she's like, and Trump is helping Putin go into Korea, and they blew it up, and then the Martians came out of the sky, then the Easter bunnies rose from the dead, and then... Now let's go ahead and go to the clip from Friday. This is Lou Dobbs with Sean Hannity. The left is carrying out a coup d'etat against Trump and trying to break the will. This is a key quote of the American people. It's all about breaking your will, hammering you over the head, bullying you, threatening you until you submit. Here it is.
I just outlined in great detail the Ukrainian issue of influence and real collusion. Then, of course, you got the British Intel dossier. And Comey wanted to pay the guy with false information. And he was paying people for the information. But that's not what we hear about. What do you make of the double standard?
The double standard is more than that, I think, Sean, by a long measure. This is an effort to subvert the administration of President Donald Trump. It is nothing less. It is an effort by the deep state to roll over a duly elected president and a legitimate government and to break the will of the American people. This is no longer about Republicans and Democrats, conservatives and liberals. This is about a full-on assault by the left, the Democratic Party, to absolutely carry out a coup d'etat against President Trump, aided by the left-wing media. The suggestion there's collusion between Trump and the Russians, when we have absolute evidence of collusion between the Clinton Foundation, Secretary of State Clinton, and the Russians. What does it take?
The top shows on CNN, there's only two of them, have about a million viewers here in the U.S. When Lou Dobbs was kicked off CNN, he had over 8 million viewers a night. The number one show on there. See, it isn't being popular, even telling the truth. It's spouting lies. And that's why they're trying to destroy Fox News right now. I tell you, Lou Dobbs is amazing. He just knocked it out of the park. Total veritas. More clips coming up. Dr. Steve Pachinik and more. Wait till you hear Colonel Schaefer tear him a new one as well. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com, yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachinik is coming on to talk about, from his analysis, formerly running psychological operations for multiple agencies, the success Trump's having in foreign policy and some of the amazing things he's doing for world peace, our sovereignty and our interest, what just happened in France that made the globalists so upset, what's happened in Poland, what's happening in the Middle East. ISIS is basically defeated, something Obama and the globalists helped support. So that's all coming up. He'll be with us a little bit in the next hour. Then by the third segment of the second hour, those last three segments, the last 45 minutes, I'm going to be taking your phone calls, and I'll give you that toll-free number here in just a few minutes on any issue you want to cover. But first, I want to address the Russia situation with Steve Pachinik, because, you know, he's worked for the State Department, the CIA, and, of course, with the military, and one of the founding guys in Delta Force. And, of course, he also ran the Camp David Accords, one of his more famous things he did. So he really knows all the major players. I want to get into this whole Russian narrative briefly, because just studying the news every day for 25 years, on air for 22, you look at this. I mean, this is normal for opposition research. It's normal for Senator Sessions to meet with a Russian ambassador three times in 2016. Pelosi met with him 20-something times. But they're creating these optics via the public's ignorance, quite frankly, about how normal it is to meet with these foreign major world powers. So we'll talk to him in a few minutes. I want to play a few clips here. Here's Michael Caputo. Now, I was told by Roger Stone 3 months ago that they were going after Caputo and trying to get him out of the administration because the Democrats were using his file from USAID for the U.S. government, propping up Yeltsin. And he said that soon it was going to come out that he actually was working for the CIA. And we were talking to his folks just a few weeks ago, and they said they weren't ready to go public yet. Stone had already talked about it. And then he basically went on Tucker Carlson Friday and basically said that. But he wasn't just working for the U.S. government. And that's what's so horrible here is he was specifically under a CIA program in there to keep Yeltsin in, and then they do this to him all these years later, saying, look, somebody in the Trump administration lived in Russia for 10 years. Yeah, working for the CIA. I mean, that's how crazy deep state is, burning people. We're going to play that, and then I'll play one other clip. MSNBC panel melts down over Trump Jr. debate with Colonel Schaefer. So let's go ahead and play that first clip. Here is the clip with Michael Caputo. And again, we told you this. I knew this 6 months ago, 5 months ago, but we told you this on air just 2 weeks ago that he was really working for the CIA, and here he is himself saying it.
The funny thing is, I was sent in 1994 to Russia by the Clinton administration to get involved in their elections.
Huh, seeking what outcome?
The re-election of Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah, how'd that work for Russia, by the way, the re-election of Boris Yeltsin?
Yeah, it wasn't all that great. Yeah, when I met Yeltsin, he was a lion, but by the end of it, he was a souse.
Yeah, a drunk for sure. So, but you think it's likely that the Russian government was involved in the hacking of the DNC?
I think it's likely that the Russian government and its active measures were trying to get involved in the American elections because they get involved in all elections of all major nations, just like we do. We may not hack. We may. I don't know. But I can tell you as a fact, as someone who was sent to Russia to get involved in their elections, all the major opposition parties in Russia were concerned about my work there and said I had to stop meddling in their elections. That irony is not lost on me.
You were sent by the U.S. government?
By the Clinton administration.
Huh.
To get involved. I work for the Central Election Commission there, trying to steer their election law, and afterwards, trying to help candidates.
Do you think that the Russian government preferred candidate Trump over candidate Hillary?
No, I know they didn't. I mean, first of all, I've been told many times over by people I know from Russia and in Russia that Hillary was their candidate. The reason why is they didn't like her. They said she was a problem for them, but she's predictable.
That's right. And now Trump just turned all our energy back on, which made, you know, the Russian energy stocks go down. I mean, he's doing everything for our country. Here's one more clip, and we'll get Pachinik's take on that, then come back into the big news, the success of Trump. This isn't some grovel at Trump's feet operation, but if he's really trying to get our economy going and doing good deals and stopping radical Islam instead of stirring it up, we need to talk about the successes of Trump. So that's what Pachinik wants to get into today, so I'm glad because he's an expert. Here's one more clip. Here's MSNBC with Colonel Schaefer debating one of these deep staters. Here it is.
Colonel, you supported President Trump, and Donald Trump Jr.'s right. attorney doesn't deny that in the report, Goldstone's email made it clear that the information was gathered by the Russian government. Does that concern you?
Well, two things. First, let me give you a correction. I'm an operative, not an analyst.
Excuse me.
Mr. Mullen said something about the idea of taking the meeting, something we often have are something called walk-ins. Out of every 10 walk-in, one turns out to be correct. So the fact that all this information was shared behind the scenes, it's no big deal. You want to have that come in, and for two reasons. Let's be very clear about this. This is a campaign. You want all information from all sources, even foreign, if it's offered.
Then why not report it on Saturday?
Let me finish my answer. And the second thing is, if it's something that is blackmailable, it goes both ways. If Hillary Clinton was subject to blackmail, you want to know that. So if, again, let me be clear, if that level is achieved, that is to say the information actually is what it is
then advertised. reported.
Then of course it's going to be shared. Otherwise, it's but one more piece of fluff in a number of events going on. You have to understand, I think you do, that during a campaign, there's thousands of things going on all the time. So something to rise past the kind of daily just buzz, you have to have something significant. So I agree with Mr. McMullen about the fact that, you know, the meeting should have been had. What I'm disagreeing with, Mon, is the fact that it wasn't achieved. The meeting wasn't what it was advertised to be, and therefore it was killed instantly, and I don't think it went any further than that.
Yes, but let's just say this. I'm sorry. I know what you're talking about. About walk-ins. When you're an intelligence officer, you take a walk-in.
Absolutely.
When you're running a presidential campaign in the United States and a foreign adversary or a representative of a foreign adversary comes to you and says, we are trying to help you win.
That
and
was
we
not have
that's enough. I want to go to our guest now. That McMullen guy, of course, is one of the deep state bad guys in the CIA who started the whole Never Trumper movement, that's tried to take the delegates away and tried to not seat the president. And he was trying to say he'd be president if he got a couple delegates. Talk about a megalomaniac. Amazing. So, Dr. Steve Pachinik, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. What is your overall view on this? We talked this morning, and you said you thought it was going nowhere. But just, overall, what do you make of this Russian narrative?
The Russian narrative is absolutely irrelevant and nonsense. The truth of the matter is, when I and others were involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union, we made a mistake. The mistake we made was to put Boris Yeltsin in. However, when I came back to the Soviet Union or to Russia then, I was literally at the KGB headquarters, Dzerzhinsky Square, and they had no idea who their next head of the KGB was. I did, and certain of my own colleagues did. I will not identify which group. And I said to the Moscow KGB, your next head of the KGB will be a man by the name of Vladimir Putin. They had no idea who he was. I explained to them he was an East German operative who worked in Dresden. He was very close to a woman by the name of Angela Merkel, who got a PhD in nuclear physics. So all this nonsense of the Clinton administration and the CIA, you have to remember, the deep state doesn't just have one element or two elements. There are people who work with me and others who give our time and effort and who've been in the military, and we don't wait for walk-ins. We don't work for a system. We basically are there to help the Republic move forward. And one of the reasons why I come back on your show is that I've been asked to say, look, we want to work with you, Alex. There's nothing secret about it. I don't make money. I don't belong to the CIA. I've worked with the CIA. There's some great ones. There's some bad ones. But like anything else, it's different. What's important?
There's different factions.
Well, it's not only different factions. You've never had a military leader of the CIA until recently when Trump appointed.
Well, let's talk about the positive stuff then when we come back. You'll have the floor. You'll run through that. And it all ties together. So we'll talk about it all on the other side. And why the deep state, the folks that had seized control of the country, are so upset. The global arm of the New World Order is being ripped out of the United States right now. StevePachinik.com is his website. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Then we return Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. You're in the middle of that right now. Dr. Steve Pachinik, a best-selling author with Tom Clancy, a guy that's worked in a lot of different agencies, a really great source of info for us, is laying out really an analysis that I've done similar myself. I'm saying I concur with what he's saying and also a lot of other experts I've talked to. Geopolitically, Trump is very, very pragmatic, pro-free market, very reciprocal, very two-way street, very nice towards foreign leaders, but he wants to be treated well. He wants us treated well. He really is working for America first. And the Canadian prime minister, you know, says that's horrible. Well, if we don't represent ourselves, if we don't have sovereignty, who does represent us? We're being exploited. And so he's starting to get into his background, helping bring down the Soviet Union, who Vladimir Putin really is. this jockeying, who the different players are, and why they hate President Trump so much. So, Dr. Pechenik, lay out, if you would, what you were laying out to me this afternoon.
I think what's important to remember is that, number one, the meeting between Putin, the meeting between Trump and Macron was initiated by Macron, who realized that in the G20 meeting, he was not as relevant. He, being Macron, who's very smart, went to all the top schools in France and also worked for Rothschild, but understood better than anybody else that capitalism, high tech, the TGV, water management, and all the elements that we talk about in America is the future for France. In other words, France is young. It's personified by Macron, whereas Germany has the old lady who's very distinguished with a PhD in nuclear physics, but she's not as relevant as France is. Now, why is France relevant? Number one, France was able to discuss with our military individuals, number one, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dunford, General McMaster, the National Security Council. We had other generals in the think tank. We had other Pompey, who is actually a military officer from West Point. So he's one of the few.
Didn't he graduate top of the class?
He was number one at West Point. So you have now all of the elements of what we consider to be the deep state and the more important state, the Republic, which has served our country in a military capacity. Prior to this, prior to Trump, we never really had individuals who had a military background, had a civilian background, and was also academic. Almost every one of
them. That's why you're saying you're not worried about them overthrowing him right now, because he's put in such key people. Why is deep state, the more globalist arm of it, so upset about the success and the deals that were made in France? Because they're in a panic right now. And how does that tie into Poland?
Well, number one, let me explain France. France is coming in and willing to help us in the following situation. Number one, they're willing to help us with the internal and external problems of Europe. So you have the Director General of Internal Affairs, you have Director General of External Affairs, you have General Bossier, who's head of their counterterrorism efforts. They control the amount of refugee who comes in from Morocco, Algeria, and the Maghreb, Tunisia. They also are very important to us in Djibouti, in Africa. We have deployed under Obama and now under Trump, we've deployed thousands of soldiers into Djibouti at the Horn of Africa, which is about 13 miles away from Yemen. But we have deployed them into areas where we're not really very effective in and very well-trained. And our generals know this. Our generals are so smart, including Secretary of Defense Mattis, that he's requested foreign aid and not more soldiers to go into Sudan, Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, because we're not familiar with the ground forces, and the French are. And we are in a camp that's right near the French camp, which is called Le Monnier. From Le Monnier, we control all the seas, and we control the Arabian Sea, we control Iran, we can control a lot of areas. Now, what he has done, Trump has done, is to pull France away from the EU. At the same time, when he went to Poland, nobody figured this one out, that he was talking about what we call the Three Seas Initiative, the TSI. What the Three Seas Initiative is something that a General Pilsudski after World War I created, saying that, you know what, now that the state of Poland is created, we want to have an alliance with our Christian white brothers, Lithuania, Estonia, Latvia, Hungary, and all the way down to Bulgaria, Romania, and go to the Baltic Sea, from the Baltic Sea to the Balkan. So what in effect is happening is Trump understood, and someone in the White House, including McMaster, Gorka, and Bannon, understood very well the geopolitical significance of going to Poland in order to break up the EU from that element, going with Macron to break up the French-German alliance, and then allow the French
to. So at first they were fighting a few months ago, but now I noticed at this G20, it was always Trump and Macron alone together, separate, and then suddenly the whole body language changed. And then I started noticing last week the elites, when Trump went, started really panicking because they can see this new geopolitical constellation.
You hit it right on the head. And more importantly than anything is what I have said for years when I went to Syria on behalf of our government. And I said to our people, to my people, not others, that we cannot allow Bashar Assad to leave. I don't care what they've said about him. He's protected millions of Christians. He's protected the Druze. He's protected minorities. And he's maintained peace on the Israeli border. The Israelis know this. Unfortunately, under Obama and Clinton, the CIA went out of control and started an anti-Bashar Assad.
That's my next question. It'd be one thing if Assad went and they put something better in, but obviously putting radical Wahhabist in, backing the Arab Spring, backing the Muslim Brotherhood, why did the elites do that? Why are they allied with the worst elements of Islam?
Because they're not very sophisticated. The CIA, when I came back, had no idea what I was talking about. First of all, most of their people in the agency at that time do not speak French. They have no idea what the Alawites are. They have no idea of the business elements that Syria needed. What I was talking to Bashar's people with after I was interrogated for 5 hours was, how do we do business? How do we get rid of the Soviet influence? How do we get rid of the notion that it's the Arab state of Syria? I said, it's not Arabs. You're not Arabs.
Exactly. Just like Russia, they want to be free market. I mean, they want to work with us. Why have a war? We can have all the resources and build Disneyland.
Exactly. And what happened in effect is that Syria became devolved and fragmented. So basically what Bashar Assad is in control of is the land around Latakia, the Mediterranean, which is initially what the French had put in. But guess what? The French under Macron are willing to come in and monitor the peace. And guess what else? Putin is willing to bring in people from Kyrgyzstan who are Muslims, but they are under Russian influence, to be in the peacekeeping force. Now, I've never heard of
it. So you're giving us kind of the behind the scenes of these meetings and what's been happening.
Correct. Now, I'm not privy to it. All I'm doing is giving you a strategic analysis, which I know from my own experience. And it's clear when you follow the dots what, in fact, is happening.
And you were telling me today that whoever's giving Trump a strategy is a master.
They're all masters. I've never seen this kind of strategy. It looks as if he has no strategy, but he has a brilliant strategy. For example, when I said we're not going to war with North Korea, nobody believed me. I said all that Trump did was to send Admiral Harris, who happens to be born in Japan, and talk about diversity. Nobody's ever talked about a Japanese-born admiral who runs our SINCPAC fleet. And at the same time, we have an African-American general who's in charge of our forces in Korea, and we're not going to war. Guess what happens? He has called the president of South Korea, Mr. Moon, over. They're going to make deals. We're going to have all kinds of relationships with Korea. We're going to make more money with Korea because Korea internally didn't allow us to distribute our own products, as did Japan. If you notice, Abe came over. So we're building an old alliance between South Korea and Japan. Guess who? Against China. And what is China afraid of? More than any other country in the world, China is afraid of Japan. And Japan has overflown the Spratly Islands, which I wrote about 30 years ago, would be the center of their war. Now, did the CIA understand this? No. Did somebody in Trump's administration understand it? Yes.
Who? Well, CIA's diseased by the mental illness of Hollywood. They want to just break the back of flyover country, go after Christians and secure their hold over the country while they're killing the country. Why in the whole leftist CIA is there this anti-Americanism? It's total mental illness.
Well, you hit it on the head. It's not only anti-Americanism. It's a sense of entitlement. What they really have more than anything else, what Brennan did more than anything else, was to create an office in Hollywood that would pump stories all the way through television, social media, and the internet.
Sure, when you see all this anti-America crap, it's all like a bunch of freaks that just hate the image of John Wayne, basically, and just want to get rid of it. We'll be back in 70 seconds with more with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Then your phone calls are coming up. I'll give you the number out in the second hour.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is in the next segment coming up with Dr. Pachinik. I want to get into the devolution of power. We tend to think of de-evolution as a bad thing, but as tyrannies fall, you know, and power is transferred back to the people, it's de-evolution. Something he talked about on the show. He's been on for like 15 years, but he really has been hammering for five or six, and we now see it happening. But getting back to this, this is not a grovel to Donald Trump. It's that if you look at real policies that make sense, that are common sense, that actually empower the average person, that's what he's doing, kind of a JFK-style economic plan or an Eisenhower plan. Classic Americana. And this modern globalist model is really about austerity, making people poor so you can control them. And the excuse is, well, it's good for the earth, as if having less is supposedly good for the earth. It's all what type of technology we have. We need to innovate, not stall where we're at. I mean, that's clear. But a lot of these elites are lazy. They don't want to have to innovate. They don't want to have to figure out new ideas or plans. They just want to go to city-states. It's actually the plan of globalists. Collapse the nation-state, have super-regions, and then have city-states that are above the law, and they exploit everybody else. That's the stated goal. It's a very dystopic vision. And with Trump, it is a very optimistic, not utopia, but a very positive vision. Do you agree with that, Dr. Pachanik?
I absolutely agree. Let me give you an example, and I think Roger Stone could probably elaborate on it more. The one president who really was brilliant and was counterintuitive to every ideology that existed at that time, and believe it or not, had a personal touch, was Richard Nixon. And in a way, Trump reminds me of Richard Nixon. I'll give you an example. When Richard Nixon decided to go to China, people were shocked. They thought he was falling apart. He was mentally ill. Then he switched to Russia and the Soviet Union, and he made alliances. What Trump did was to go to Russia and had what Nixon even had. He had the personal touch. Now, why is it important that Vladimir Putin and Trump are together? It has nothing to do with the elections. It has nothing to do with Russia helping out. They didn't do anything. They're really not relevant in that way. Putin is relevant to Trump only for the following. Putin looks at Trump and he sees a billionaire who made something out of himself and went into power. And Trump, in turn, sees an individual who came from power, from the lowliest levels of the intelligence service, to become a multi-billionaire. Each admires the other for having achieved something that no one would have believed. When Trump came to the presidency, he went around saying, "Do you believe this? I'm a president. I'm a president." When Vladimir Putin came to power, he said, "Do you believe this? I'm the president of Russia." Not only once, he was there four times.
They don't have the arrogance. They appreciate it, and they have the wonderment.
Exactly. And the other element, which I don't want to minimize, and I don't want to be a sexist, is that both Putin and Trump appreciate, let me say this repeatedly, appreciate beautiful women. Now, when I say beautiful women, it's not only women who look wonderful, but who are elegant, who speak French, who speak Russian. Now, you have to remember, Melania is not only beautiful, but her father was head of the Communist Party in Slovenia. He left the Communist Party. She left Slovenia to go to Paris. She speaks German, French, Russian, and she is a graceful woman. In the same way, Putin's daughter, who lived in Holland, speaks several languages, and both.
So the point is, they're sophisticated people. We don't just have political hacks like Obama or Clinton, where everything's just given to them.
Exactly. Now you hit it on the head. But more importantly, believe it or not, they're both family people. Putin is very close to his children, and Trump is very close to his children. So there are far more similarities that are occurring in this relationship than anybody could imagine. Russia has no ability to take us down, and we have no desire to take Russia down.
All right, let's come back and talk about how the globalists, or those different arms, different factions, will try to stop this America reboot with Dr. Steve Pachanik straight ahead. Then I'll give the number out. After he leaves us in 15 minutes, we'll be taking your calls, more clips, and more news. But I want to talk about the positive things Trump's done. I want to see if Pachanik agrees. ISIS is pretty much defeated right now. We'll be right back.
InfoWars is the brainchild of radio host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. You're
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
It's fun
time. Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Name Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
And Alex Jones. Nice guy.
Alex Jones.
From Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
From Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones of the Muslim world. You know, it's
that man's a saint. You watch your mouth.
Time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rapist.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
The Infowars.
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 Infowars.com.
I want freedom. That's what I want. And that's what you should want.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Steve Pachanik leaves us here in about 10 minutes. We're going to come back, go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us on this live Sunday edition is 877-789-2539. First-time callers today, give you a chance to call 877-789-2539. But I wanted to talk about the different power structures, the different lobbies that Dr. Steve Pachanik, who's worked in intelligence and you name it, at the lowest and highest levels, where he would geopolitically say the world is right now, other hotspots, North Korea, where I know he's traveled many times, and you know, overall his prognosis as a psychiatrist and as a medical doctor as well on how he thinks President Trump's doing overall and how the revolution against tyranny's going, how the de-evolution from corrupt Washington and other central systems, they've been trying to evolve power towards the TPP and other unelected systems. We've been trying to go back towards the Renaissance, away from tyranny. Break that down for us, please, Doc.
I think what Trump has done is a very important initiative to make America great, meaning we're going alone. That doesn't mean that we are alone. We're basically creating relationships and reinforcing relationships, for example, with Japan. Abe is very important to us. Our ability to do business with Japan is important. The fact that they have demographics of older people is important. So they need our help. They need our money. They want our investments, and we want their investments. At the same time, South Korea is opening up their economy, and they're opening it up to us. In terms of North Korea, Trump understood very well that all Kim Jong-un, who is not crazy, had to see was the fact that Trump was willing to send a missile or even send a force that was strong enough to deter anything that he might think. At this point, Trump will initiate some more economic embargoes against the Chinese companies that do sponsor Kim Jong-un. I predict eventually President Xi Jinping will relinquish his resistance, and he wants greater economic relationships with the United States. Europe is breaking up. The issue of Brexit, as I said a long time ago, was an important issue. Theresa May is a disappointment. She had to call for a second referendum, which really speaks to the fact that she was not prepared for the negotiations that were coming on with Europe. Europe has asked Britain to pay a huge amount of penalties. England will not do it, but eventually England will pull away. France will go its own way because of Macron, and what you saw in the G20 is he sees that Trump is far more important than Angela Merkel. And so what's breaking up in Europe is the relationship between France and Germany, which was the basis of the EU in theory created by the old French, but will not exist.
And you even saw Bill Gates come out a week and a half ago and say, stop flooding Europe on purpose. Peter Sutherland in the UN, Europe's going to revolt. The plan to basically merge us with Islam has gone too far with the military, the intelligence agencies, everybody. I mean, who is the globalist group that is anti-Christian, anti-Europe? Because we've always been Christian and open. We're the Christian open society. Why is there this kill the golden goose attitude? And what are the globalists going to do as they're recognized as anti-prosperity cancer?
Well, for the most part, there's no one globalist, as much as people would like to say.
No, I understand that. But why would they cook up such a horrible plan?
Let me give you the plan that was initiated and was broken up. Trump, and I give credit to Rex Tillerson, who was head of Mobil Oil, who went down and dealt with Qatar. Qatar became a problem for Saudi Arabia, for Egypt, for UAE and other countries. In effect, what happened is they created an embargo against Qatar. This is their own people. Qatar are Salafist Muslims who are close to Iran. So that's a little bit of a paradox. So we are still able to deal with Iran because we're pushing in Boeing, we're pushing in Halliburton, we're putting in all our economic businesses right into Iran, even though we're fighting their proxies in Yemen. And at the same time, Qatar is helping us out. And so is Saudi Arabia. It seems contradictory.
Now, to be clear, I mean, up until Nixon was gone or so, it was always the policy of a big free market nation to have trade when you could. If people attacked you, then be military. But you had to keep building markets. But under globalism, they decided, no, we're just going to have austerity now, which obviously isn't going to work. It is to create instability. But you're saying that idea of the last 40 years, I mean, even, you know, even the top globalists admit it, the tide is going out.
It's gone, because one of the things that Larry Eagleburger...
But you said here, starting 10 years ago, and then really hammering it 6 years ago, EU is going to fall, the Islamic invasion is going to fail, it's going to go back to the States, back to the South, back to the Midwest, back to... And all of it's been true. I mean, we're obviously, you were developing those ideas yourself, but talking to others, I mean, you were really on target.
Well, I thank you for it, but I wrote those books in the novel form. State of Emergency was about the water wars. That's what we had. We have Pax Pacifica about the Spratly Islands. Talleyrand, my beloved Talleyrand, about the French Revolution and Napoleon, which is now coming out in the form of a new revolution in France. But what's happening is Israel has had to come to terms with the fact that we no longer will support Israel just at will. Even though Jared Kushner is an Orthodox Jew and we have a few Jewish representatives there, they've been quite effective to say to the Israelis, look, get your shit together and make sure that you're a nation state, because you're going to have to deal with the Palestinian issue. And more importantly, you will have to deal with Syria. And Henry Kissinger once said, we could have a Middle East war without Egypt, but we could never have a Middle East peace without Syria. And those people in Trump's administration understood it very well. So Bashar Assad will remain there. Erdogan has brought down his troops. The YPG and the Kurds are attempting to fight them. But thanks to Mattis, again, we've had our own brave soldiers, special forces, intervene between our...
And that was my next final point. I mean, Trump doesn't want to declare victory, obviously, but at some point we're going to have a parade.
And he's too sharp for that. He never would do what Osama bin Laden did, what Obama did, but the Freudian slip. Obama made believe that he killed Osama bin Laden. And it was just a complete lie.
Sure, the point is that Trump's really lived up to the fact that he doesn't brag. He doesn't say what he's going to do next. But according to the reports, though, that, I mean, ISIS is smashed now.
That's correct. In Mosul, ISIS is completely smashed. What we need now is a transition force. We have a peacekeeping force. Mattis understands that. Petraeus understand and McMaster understand. In other words, all of our generals understand what it takes to win a war, which they did, but more importantly, how to sustain a peace. At the same time, they understand that in Africa.
But notice it's not all over the news where the bombs are falling or where the troops are. It's just not even an issue.
That's correct. Mattis made sure it would be silent. That's how the very good generals fight a war, silently. And if there's victory, they don't taunt it. They don't mock anybody. They just keep silent.
Because there's no spectacle. You just die.
Well, war is not pleasant. I've been in so many different combat areas. I don't talk about that. What I tend to talk about is what can happen eventually, which is regime change.
Sure. And they understand. StevePochinnik.com. We're out of time, but just in 30 seconds. Do you think Trump then will survive this presidency and get a second term?
Yes. The only thing I'm cautioning is for Mike Pence, the vice president, to stop garnering millions and billions of dollars from people who donate to the Republican Party while Trump is in trouble. That is not a good optic, nor is that a very efficient and elegant way to handle the vice presidency. That is my warning to Mike Pence.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Very interesting. StevePochinnik.com. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, which they censor, they attack. Please spread the link, InfoWars.com. Stay with us. Let's stage 9/11 with the Saudis. Yeah. Let's take the government over. Yeah.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
That's ministry bringing us in. I'm proud of the fact that some of the films I produced influenced this particular album. The song is Lies, 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 Lies. You see, the media spun it when I started exposing day one that we worked with radical Islam, criminal elements of our government, in order to stand down on 9/11. This is what the FBI and CIA patriots were saying. But all these years later, it's all come out in the 28 pages, just as I said. The media spun it that I said our government in whole, from mail delivery personnel to, you know, the average FBI agent, were all involved in blowing up the World Trade Centers. Look, Building 7, they said, get back, we're blowing it up. I've interviewed the cops who were on the ground saying, get back, they're bringing it down. They weren't part of it. They were told, get back, they're bringing it down, they're going to blow it up. I've interviewed the cops on air who were on video saying, get back, they're blowing it up. Now, we don't know exactly what happened, but we know they had pre-placed bombs in all three buildings, confirmed in Building 7. But the media then spins it and says that Jones says the government did it. That means the firefighters. No, I didn't. They play semantical games. I've interviewed the deputy fire chief. I've interviewed the deputy head of emergency management. They killed him 2 weeks after. I've interviewed everybody, basically. I've interviewed four different police officers, two of which are on video going, there's a countdown. They're about to blow it. Get back. Go watch it for yourself. It was on PBS documentaries. It was live on CNN. Get back. They're going to blow it. The media went, Jones says police officers blew the building up. No, the police officers got a countdown from the Red Cross. People go, what, the Red Cross did it? Folks, the Red Cross is the highest level intelligence agency. For 550 years, the Red Cross can go behind enemy lines. It's the first hospitals. It's the first intelligence operatives. Little cheesy movies like Spies Like Us, where they're posing as doctors. Doctor, doctor, doctor. That's a joke to that. The other group is missionaries that are used as front groups. Doesn't mean if your grandma donated money to the Red Cross or you work for the Red Cross, you're bad. It's used as a cover op. I talked to the cops and emergency managers. The final chatter was over Red Cross radios. Excuse me, I'm going off into 9/11. People ask why I don't get into 9/11 more, because there's so much proof. I've made five films. I've written a book on it. I'm going to your phone calls. Carlos and Kayla and Bill and Kathy and JR and Lito and Phil. Now, a few of those callers, I think I recognize the names. I was saying first-time callers, but we'll see. And again, all I ask for is that you just, you know, boom, have a good, clear telephone. I'd love to hear from all of you. We really appreciate everybody. And the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls right now. Very briefly, because they remind me, to fund this operation, we sell our own products, high-quality water filters, high-quality supplements, high-quality books and videos, and, you know, CNN is fake news t-shirts to spread the word. Infowars.com is real news. When you make a purchase, there is not a stronger revolutionary act you can do physically or temporally than spread the word about our broadcast, spread the videos, the articles, and financially support us, and then get great products. You get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. That way you can keep supporting us each month. Cancel anytime. Please commit today to just visit InfowarsStore.com. Free shipping in the month of July. Take advantage of it. We got a lot of the great products back in stock, like our great vitamin B12 organic under the tongue Secret 12. That's back in stock. The great fungus killing Myco ZX, the other part of the gut detoxifying spectrum. We also have the biome defense probiotic. InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off on those right now. 30% off on Brain Force, the amazing nootropic, Super Male Vitality. Now, I said I'd keep 30 to 40% off for the month of July, but some of this stuff will sell out in the next few days, so I'm going to have to go back to regular price on some of these. Thank you all for your support. Okay, where should we begin? We've got JK wants to say InfoWars is being underused. Believe me, there's a lot we could do better. I'm trying. We got a great crew, though. Bill wants to talk about registered Democrat and recent InfoWars fan. We've got Kayla wants to talk about Mexico Wall, which has started in Texas, and how that we're paying for it. President Trump shares common enemy with Putin. We've got Alito, info on Hillary, and the Moroccan deal for $12 million, which, again, talk about paper play and being bought off by foreign governments. She publicly did it, just hiding in plain view arrogantly. But, my gosh, we're told the Trumps have sold us out. Talk about criminal enterprise. The criminal clan is the Clintons. Phil is a pro-Trump supporter, wants to talk about a bunch of issues. So we're going to go to all of you, bam, 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 in the next 33 minutes or so. We got a few minutes to break right now. So let's go ahead and go to Kayla in Tennessee. Kayla, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
First time caller. I just bought the toothpaste today. I was going to get the bubblegum one, but y'all are out of stock still. I was just curious about Mexico paying for the wall. It said that we just got $1.6 billion funded for it. So how are we paying for it?
That is one Trump promise that has not materialized yet 6 months into his administration. He says once we've got controls in, then he'll be able to have basically entry fees that will pay for it. But at least he's trying to build it. He threw in, he'll have Mexico pay for it. And, you know, so far I think he's been delivering on everything, but he said he would have this vaccine panel and would start exposing vaccines. He put in two people over it that are pro-vaccine. And again, I'm not against the science of vaccines. They can't have liability protection. They can't damage so many people and then have a cover-up. But at least he is starting the wall. We do have it was a 40-plus percent drop the first 2 months in illegals. Now it's 60-plus percent. They are having big deportations of people with felonies. And so we are securing our sovereignty yet again. I think Trump's moving in the right direction, but I agree. 6 months in, he has not gotten Mexico to pay for it yet. I mean, how would you score Trump, Kayla?
I'm 100% behind him. He is just going to help rebuild our country and get it back to where it needs to be. I would have voted for Hillary Clinton if I hadn't started listening to you 2 years ago, because she is the first woman, and she would have been the first woman president. But I learned a lot and got informed, and I'm so glad I was able to find.
Well, God bless you, ma'am, because we all get more informed, hopefully, as we get older and you know, learn where we were ignorant, myself included. I mean, let me make this point. I would vote for a woman for president. I mean, I would love, if there was a man who was the same qualified as a woman, I would go for the woman, just because I'd want a patriot woman to help, you know, kind of wake up women out there that have just bought into the whole leftist ideology particularly. I could care less if you're a man or a woman. But with Hillary, it was pure hype. I mean, she'd basically been co-president for 8 years. She'd been co-president with Obama for another eight. So she'd been president for 16 years, co-president. So I'm really glad that, I mean, what was the one thing that finally woke you up to Hillary?
Just finding out about the Haiti thing, that really hit home at my heart.
Me too. She stole 97% of the money from the refugees and all the rest of it. Thank you so much, Kayla. We'll be right back with Kathy, JR, Phil, and many others straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. Thank you all for your support.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've got four children, and I don't want to have nuclear war. I don't want to have a biological apocalypse. Elon Musk is out again saying there are already thousands of new computer languages where the computers are programming the computers and creating new advanced microchips. It's already out of control. I've got stacks of news here about mainstream news about the Chinese developing superhumans and test tubes and creating super dogs that have already been born whose muscles are three times bigger. And then the media, you know, always makes jokes about this, but it's all coming out. Here it is. China unveils gene technology to create superhumans with hypermuscular test tube dogs. Again, they're just rolling this out now, showing you the animals, but they've been doing it with the humans as well. It's just incredible. Let's go back to the calls. There's so many great callers here. Let's talk to Bill, and then we'll talk to Lito and others. Bill, calling from Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks, Alex. Hey, I'm a registered Democrat, and I crossed over and voted for Trump. And I was telling your screener, the reason I did is because of Obama and because of the Benghazi deal. And I really wasn't turned on to you. I never heard about you before, but a friend of mine said, you need to go stop watching cable news and go listen to Alex Jones. And I said, don't know what it is. He pointed me to your website. I came, and everything you are saying is right on the money. So it makes me rethink my whole position on where I was and where I'm at now, because everything that you are saying is coming true. So I'm thinking, when Trump says he's going to drain the swamp, I can't wait for him to get rid of, I don't know if he can, but can he get rid of McConnell and Ryan and like Lindsey Graham and McCain? These guys are doing nothing but harming him.
Well, you're right. And, you know, I said the one thing he hasn't done is gone after the vaccines, just pointing out that they're given liability protection. The federal government pays out billions a year, and it's hardly even in the news. I mean, there's a big problem. It's like JFK Jr. RFK Jr. said on the Fox program last week, there's not a debate about it. It's all a one-way street. There's no two sides of the debate. I'm not against vaccines totally. It's that they're covering up what's really going on with them. The other big one is, I read about IRS raids of people with no judge, no jury, no proof, no nothing. They're just taking businesses. We need due process. We need the IRS abolished or at least reformed. It's the IRS that's been persecuting mainly conservatives and Christians and veterans groups, and really been used by the left as a tool of political oppression a million times worse than anything Richard Nixon ever dreamed of. So as much as I'm a big supporter of Trump, you know, we've got to, as loyal opposition, keep putting his feet to the fire. But absolutely, his biggest enemy. Listen, I wasn't a Republican 10 years ago. I'm not really a Republican now. I like more of what they say rhetorically. But the blue blood Republicans helped write Obamacare as a screw job. The blue blood Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. And they're the real enemy of Trump. They're the ones that are holding everything up. They're the ones that aren't letting Trump get his JFK agenda in. I mean, listen. The policies of Trump are classic Americana. And that's why people should really support him, because he is a populist. And that's why the elites hate him. That's why the Democratic and Republican elites hate him, is because he's taking away their inside deal. And that's why so many labor unions and so many, you know, classical liberals are now supporting him. There's a major political realignment. That's why the left is panicking. But again, it's just such a critical time.
Well, I'll tell you, Alex, thanks for all the work that you're doing, and I would vote for, if you're asking me for a grade, I would give him an A. I look at my 401k, it's through the roof right now, and I would vote for him again in 2020, and this nonsense going on with this collusion stuff, I don't pay any attention of it. And all my Democratic friends, they don't pay any attention to it, and I don't think the news media even gets people like myself. You know,
well, they want you to feel like you're alone. The reason they're panicking is, Trump was 10, 15, 20 points, depending on the poll ahead. They had the internal polls. They were adding 9 to 15 points on the average poll. Some CNN polls, 30-plus points, more sample Democrats. So when they tell you Trump's at 50, he's at 60, 65. That's why they're so panicked and bullying. God bless you, Bill. They're trying to make you feel like you're alone. But you said you talked to all your Democrat friends who were the more reasonable, you know, Democrats of 10, 20 years ago, and they're like, yeah, we don't buy this. I mean, think about it. The borders are getting secured. We're not letting the criminals flood in like we were. We're letting people that actually want to work come in. There's $3 trillion in the stock market. There's hundreds of billions of new jobs. Thousands of new factories coming back. Is it perfect? No. The Federal Reserve's raising interest rates two or three times, they're saying, the next few months to try to, quote, dampen too fast a growth. Most of this country was in a recession or a depression, depending on where you lived. So the problem is, they may kill the Trump recovery. But remember who did it. The Republicans blocking the tax cuts, and the Republicans blocking, along with the Democrats, the repeal of Obamacare, that takes a bad situation and makes it even worse. Remember that. Remember who did it if we fail. I got four children. I care about everybody. I want prosperity. We can do it. But the globalists don't want that. They want to dictate their economic bondage to all of us, and it needs to stop. They've got all these desperate people with 2-3 degrees, no jobs. They want to be bailed out. They want Bernie Sanders to pay off their $200,000. You shouldn't have gone and gotten a $200,000 near worthless education, folks. It's your fault. And government spending drove up the cost of education. Learn about economics. I don't want to sit there and lecture mainline liberals, but you've been chumped. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Lito. And Palo Alto wants to talk about the Moroccan deal, which, again, Hillary, even Obama said don't do it. 12 million from the king of Morocco, this dictator basically, $12 million for giving them concessions when she was Secretary of State. Totally illegal. I mean, if you're the dog catcher and you take $500, you can go to prison. This is her taking $12 million, but she did it because she thinks she's above the law. She can play the woman card. So, again, they're bringing up all this Russia crap. What about Morocco? What about Saudi Arabia? Go ahead, Lito.
Yes, how you doing, Alex? I just want to talk about the significance of this blackmailing of the Kingdom of Morocco by the deep state, because this may be the straw that breaks the camel's back. She wanted to get in Trump's business to do this, so you're going to have individuals like me that call and break this intel. This is a whole lot more than $12 million. In fact, the number is $24 million when it's all said and done. The King of Morocco gave a $12 million donation. The OCP, which is the same entity, also gave a $12 million donation, or upwards of $16. Not to mention that under her leadership, our U.S. export bank guaranteed them a $90 million loan to their phosphate company.
Yes, that's how it works. We give them, you know, all the massive money, and then they give us a little bit back, but to Hillary.
So the headline is, you know, people are just saying pay to play. We have to get their attention. The headline is Hillary Clinton guilty of ethnic cleansing and killing the U.S. phosphate market. Because where this phosphate is being produced in Morocco is in the controversial Western Sahara under the plan put forward, the Moroccan autonomy plan put forward by her little buddy, Senator Dianne Feinstein and John Boehner. They pushed this through while they were taking down Libya. Then they roll into Morocco and say, hey, do you want to have some exports to the U.S., or do you want to go the way of Muammar Gaddafi? Not to mention that contract.
And again, imagine every deal, thousands of deals just in their foundation for tens upon tens of billion directly to them to sell us out on every area, use regulations Obama put in to then cut off our ability to even have industry in this country. This is economic sabotage. And then they claim Trump's the enemy when he's doing everything he can to turn our economy back on.
Well, this was their whole game plan. They did it all along North Africa, and finally they got to a point where they wanted a strategic partner in Morocco. So they blackmailed them, showed them, you know, do you want to go the way of Libya? Do you want to go the way of Egypt? Do you want to go the way of Tunisia? No. You know, once you play with us, not to mention have CIA sites in the area as an intermediary between there and Guantanamo Bay. But the big headline is, you know, this $90 million, this is way more than $12 million, way more than $28 million. This is a $90 million back loan to them, and it took money out of Mosaic, the Florida-based phosphate company here in the state. This is massive. And, you know, they went too far here. And she couldn't resist the photo off with her and her creep of a husband. And this is big. This is massive.
I mean, the lady got 20% of her stuff came from Saudi Arabia. That's confirmed. I mean, it's total, lawless, criminal evil.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
All right, I've got loaded phone lines here. I wanted everybody on. We need to get to Phil and Ben and JK and Carlos and Kathy and so many others here that have been holding. Let's go ahead and talk to Phil in Florida. Phil, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing, Alex. I pray for you all the time. I bought in Survival Shield X2, but I'll get into other things. I would like to mention how I go to one of the best universities, and on the college campuses, people are acting insane. They don't know how to just have a normal discourse. I tried to tell someone that some pastors have good intentions, and she seriously started crying, Alex. I mean, I told her that some have good intentions, and she started just bawling.
Oh, yeah, they've got, where they get Play-Doh and crayons out. If people see pocket constitutions, the police are called. They're teaching mental illness.
The day after Trump was elected, my entire comparative politics class of over 100 people, we were sitting at one of the best universities in the country, and we had a therapy session with comfort foods and chocolate. And we canceled class.
Well, my daughters went to one of the most, you know, big Christian, Episcopal camps. And one of my daughters brought a Trump shirt. I didn't even know about it when she packed her bag. And a girl said, you're not allowed to have that. And the camp counselor came in, this is just 2 weeks ago, and said, we're sorry, you can't have that. That's hurtful. It was improper for you to have this. That's what America's turned into, where they act like it's a crime for even America First to exist. Well, then America what? Who runs us then? Again, this is how you conquer a people.
I'm so thankful for you and Donald Trump and Mike Cernovich, Dice, everyone. I'd like to say it doesn't matter to me, but I know it matters to the lunatic left, which isn't the left, and they're not liberal. But I am a young African American. I'm 18 years old. I go to a college campus. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I just wanted to really quickly mention, a Daily Beast ran an article on the former Prime Minister of Britain, Sir Edward Heath, convicted of the pedophilic relations and the different type of...
I know, and we had guests on 10 years ago. God bless you. I appreciate your call. I could talk for an hour to great callers like Phil, but we've got to get everybody in here, at least try. Something I forgot to cover. I should have opened the show up with this. WikiLeaks emails came out with George Soros saying he wants to destroy the state of Israel, wants to turn it over to Palestine, and wants to flood the United States and Europe with radical Muslims. This is all part of the UN plan. And I said, why is Israel going along with this? You know, you can say, well, you love Israel, hate Israel, whatever. The point is that it's a tiny little country, and the Muslim countries won't take the Palestinians in. They won't take one refugee in because they understand these are revolutionary groups that will try to overthrow your nation, like Linda Sarsour running around calling for jihad. But here's Reuters. Israel backs Hungary, says financier Soros is a threat, declares him a criminal enemy of the state. That is Reuters. That is such a big, huge breaking news story just today. We're going to post the full article. Kit Daniels is working 7 days a week without me even asking him to. He really is an MVP. We're going to post that Reuters article to Infowars.com right now for you. That is a big deal. Israel's foreign ministry has issued a statement documenting U.S. and denouncing U.S. billionaire George Soros. He's a Romanian Nazi collaborator. He's not a U.S. billionaire. A move that appeared designed to align Israel more closely with Hungary ahead of its visit to Budapest next week by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So things are falling in on George Soros, enemy number one. And speaking of that, he got the Democrats, it's admitted, to have the Federal Elections Commission declare that I'm a Russian and I'm an enemy of the state. I need to be criminally shut down along with Drudge and Breitbart. The Republican-controlled thing said this is a total witch hunt. There's no evidence of this. We have free speech in America. You're crazy. To Weintraub, the Soros operative, who's gotten massive amounts of money, Kit Daniels wrote about this Saturday, from foreign governments herself on these junkets. Everything they accuse us of, they've done. So I want a criminal investigation of Weintraub for taking foreign gifts and espionage, and I'm serious. I'm not saying she's guilty of it, but she's gotten a whole bunch of money from foreign governments. That's admitted. I haven't gotten anything. I want her investigated. Because she's the one trying to take our free speech. And it's in the WikiLeaks. Soros wants the UN to ban free speech in America. He's calling for mass unrest, trying to fund these cop killer groups. I mean, enough. And the clock is running out on this guy. And the deputy pope just got busted in a giant pedophile ring. Worldwide, good men and women of every race, color, and creed who are the human race are moving against the tyrants. It's a great time to be alive. But we're under attack. Bots try to block us. They try to censor people sharing the links. Spread your Infowars.com links, articles, and videos today. When you do it, you are unstoppable. When you call into C-SPAN and, you know, talk about Infowars.com, talk about how it's under attack and how you think it's wrong that the Federal Election Commission has been trying to shut it down. These people are dirtbags. They should be run out of town on a political rail for the outrageous stuff in America they're openly pushing. Who's up next here, guys? Who should I go to next? Ben in Texas, the great state of Texas, my friend. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, my friend.
Hey, I'm calling in. We're talking about fake news, and it's always good to hear Dr. Pachinik. He is an island of reality and an ocean of diarrhea. But when it comes to fake news, I think we're kind of doing a misnomer by calling that. I think we should call it what it is. It's propaganda. And I would like to see Mr. Trump reinstate the Smith-Mundt Act and put some legal teeth in this.
Well, sure, but, you know, technically to say propaganda just means information that furthers your view. You have white propaganda, gray propaganda, and black propaganda. I engage in white propaganda all day. The truth is the greatest propaganda. But what it is PR hype and lies directly, consciously. It's beyond fake news, and you're absolutely right that it's beyond just fake news. It is deceptive, hateful, anti-American, anti-free market, conquering, usurping news to destroy us, to break our will, as Lou Dobbs said Friday on Hannity. I mean, notice all of my analysis, my talking points are now everywhere because it's not my talking points. I've seen the reality. I've hit the barbed wire first. Reality was radical. It sounded crazy to say it. I was willing to say it. This is an example to others. Tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may. And now the truth is turning the tide because only the truth can stand against extremism. The globalists are extreme in their takeover. It sounds extreme to say what they're doing, but it's the truth. And you must meet it with that. That's how we defeat them, Ben.
Yes, sir. I agree totally. A second point, you had mentioned the vaccines. How could we get the liability immunity taken back? So, I mean, I noticed when I have to watch some of these fake news networks that all it is, you know, pharmaceutical this, pharmaceutical that. It might as well be Cialis News Network. If we could, you know, hit them with the legal teeth and then cut their funding, because once they're open to liabilities, you know, the market will make them have to make
exactly. Well, I mean, you can search engine the Chinese communists, the rich Germans, the rich Brits. This has been like Der Spiegel years ago. They quote get clean vaccines with less dangers, don't have the bad additives. I'm all for taking a vaccine if it protects you for something, but it's social engineering. Through this, they admit that they're dumbing the population down. They're putting all sorts of other pathogens in. This is a giant secret experiment, and by the time we notice it, that it's got mutagens in it, you name it, it's too late. It's called a soft kill weapon, and as crazy as that sounds, the UN's been caught everywhere doing it. It's happening here. The vaccines are absolutely causing a scourge because they're tainted by design. It's not just an accident. I really appreciate your call. Man, we've got loaded phones here of just other amazing callers. I want to get to everybody, but let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go to JK in Washington, D.C. You're on the air. Go ahead, JK.
Yes, Alex. I called to talk about InfoWars as a weapon system. First, I want to tell you I've been getting your products, and they're fantastic. OxyPowder, great. I believe Jesus Christ gave us a tool weapon precisely for this time in history, in the ultimate battle between good and evil, and it's the nuclear, I believe it's a nuclear bomb for good of the info war.
And okay, how are we underused? Not getting folks to pray?
No, I didn't say that. I don't think that. I didn't say that. I didn't call.
We only got about 30 seconds. I understand.
So I believe this weapon, this tool that Jesus Christ gave us for this time is understanding what he meant by love your enemies. And I know you do it, people do it, but actually understanding it will be the difference between winning the war.
Then make us understand it because we got 20 seconds.
Understanding it. It doesn't mean you allow people to hurt you. It's connected with tough love. I wrote nine pages.
It means you love your children and your neighbors enough to stand up for them against evil people. That's what it means to be loving.
That's
is that you don't.
Part of it. I like that.
I know. We're out of time. Hey, I'm sorry to all the other callers. Call me back tomorrow. Take a lot of calls tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Folks, you are the victory. Spread that link. The enemy hates it. Infowars.com. Great job, crew. Thank you to all the sponsors, and thanks for all the prayers. But I totally agree with the last caller.